Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying a Sunday school lesson about the tabernacle in the wilderness. I want to call your attention to the last few verses of the book of Exodus. This is Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 through 38, where it says really at the end of verse 33, Moses finished the work, that is the tabernacle and all the implements thereof. It was all set up. And then verse 34 says, Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of meeting, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the children of Israel went onward throughout all their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. For the cloud of Jehovah was upon the tabernacle by day, and there was a fire therein by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, throughout all their journeys. Well, we're going to continue this lesson on the tabernacle in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we're looking at a lesson on the tabernacle that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of September the 12th, 1926. Let me read this old Sunday school lesson to you. Concerning that tabernacle, it was built by inspiration. God not only showed Moses in the mount the pattern of the tabernacle and charged him to make all things like this pattern, but he also inspired the men to build it. He called Bezalel of the tribe of Judah and filled him with the Spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all manner of workmanship and devised skillful works. And with him Aholiab of the tribe of Dan, they were also to teach wise-hearted men and women whose hearts stirred them up to the work. The women spun the blue, purple, and scarlet linen and the goat hair curtains. When God's people work in self-sacrifice, God's cause prospers in their hands. When they refuse to work, God places His cause in the hands of those who will. Let's look at the structure of the tabernacle. We must understand the dimensions, the different apartments, and the different pieces of furniture of the tabernacle, the situation of the furniture in the tabernacle, and the dimensions of the court round about the tabernacle, and what it was. The tabernacle was 30 cubits long, 10 cubits wide, and 10 cubits high. It was made of boards of acacia wood, each board being 1.5 cubits wide and 10 cubits long. These boards had each 2 tenons on the lower end, which were set upright in sockets of silver and forming the sides in the western end of the tabernacle. There were 20 boards on the north side, 20 boards on the south side, and 8 boards on the western end, and 6 enclosing the end and the 2 corner boards. These boards were overlaid with gold. Each of the 2 tenons of a board went into a socket of silver. There was 1 talent of silver to a socket. This would make so far 96 sockets and as many talents of silver. These boards were held in place by bars of acacia wood extending along the sides and across the western end, and the middle bar passed from front to end. The bars were overlaid with gold and passed through rings of gold. If a cubit was 18 inches, we can readily see that the tabernacle was 45 feet long, 15 feet wide, 15 feet high. A cubit was probably a little more than 18 inches. The tabernacle fronted the east, and the eastern end was not enclosed with boards. It was closed with a curtain called a screen for the door of the tent of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, the work of the embroiderer. This screen was hung by hooks of gold upon five pillars of acacia wood overlaid with gold, set in five sockets of brass. The tabernacle was divided into rooms or apartments by a veil of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen made with cherubim, the work of the skillful workman. This veil hung by hooks of gold upon four pillars of acacia wood, overlaid with gold, and set in four sockets of silver. The first room was the holy place, the second, the most holy. And these four sockets of silver to the 96, we have had 100, and then was a house of gold with a silver foundation. It must now be covered. The first covering was 10 curtains of fine twine linen of blue and purple and scarlet and cherubim. Each curtain was 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. 5 of these curtains formed one set, and 5 a second set. One set was set by 50 clasps of gold. For the tent over the tabernacle, there were 11 curtains of goat's hair. Each curtain was 30 cubits long with 4 cubits wide. 5 cubits were coupled together in one set and 6 in the other set. 2 sets were coupled together by 50 loops on the edge of each set and the 50 clasps of brass that it may be one. There was still another covering for the tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of the seal skins for a purpose we do not understand, but that was right around here. There was another covering of tent of ram skins dyed red, and a covering of seal skins or porpoise skins above. Now, tabernacle one. And the tabernacle was one. The Lord emphasized in different places the fact that the tabernacle shall be one. Since this is the type of the true tabernacle, the church which Christ built, the church is one. As the temple of Solomon was one in all perfection and glory, so the spiritual house or temple of God is one. Now the furniture and the priestly garments. Entering the tabernacle from the east, this was the only entrance, and it had no window through which to receive light. On the right-hand side, or north side, was the table of showbread. Opposite, on the left side, or the south side, was the golden candlestick. In the back end of the holy place, next to the veil, was the golden altar of incense. In the holy place, in the most holy place, behind this veil, was the Ark of the Covenant. Above, on which the golden mercy seat, stood the cherubim with overshadowing wings. The dimensions and uses of these pieces of furniture and their accompanying vessels, well, we're going to learn them a little later on in the lesson. Around the tabernacle was a court of 100 cubits long from east to west and 50 cubits wide, enclosed by fine twine linen. Fence, 5 cubits high, just half the height of the tabernacle. This linen cubic or fence was hung by silver hooks on pillars of brass, filleted with silver, and set in sockets of brass. These pillows were placed 5 cubits apart. The court was entered likewise from the east through a gate 20 cubits wide. And for this gate there was a screen of 20 cubits of blue and purple and scarlet and fine twine linen, the work of the embroiderer. The screen was hung on 4 pillars. Entering this court then from the east, the first thing reached was the altar of burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle, and between the tabernacle Between that and the tabernacle was the laver. Now, that's where they would bathe themselves for their ritual cleansing. The priestly garments are described and directions made for them. Well, that's in Exodus chapter 28 and in Exodus 39. The ingredients of the holy anointing oil are given in Exodus 30, 22 through 34. And the ingredients of the incense are given in Exodus 30, 34 through 38. Look at all those things specified. The garments and the anointing oil and the incense. It was all to be done the way that God said it was done, without human substitutions. Directions for consecrating Aaron and his sons are given in Exodus 29. The Ark of the Testimony was put in the most holy place. There's a description of that Ark in Exodus chapter 25. And then we read, "And there will I meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, and between the two cherubims which are upon the Ark of the Testimony, of all things which I give thee in the commandment unto the children of Israel." This is a precious and most encouraging promise. This was called the Ark of the Testimony and the Ark of the Covenant, because in it were placed the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant. In it were placed also a pot of manna and Aaron's rod that budded. When Solomon placed this ark in the temple, the pot of manna and Aaron's rod were not in it, but the two tables of stone were still there. Into this most holy place the high priest alone could go, and he only once during the year, which was on the Day of Atonement. The most holy place was a figure or type of heaven, and the high priest was a type of Christ. "Thou shalt screen the ark with a veil," the commandment said, for the ark was behind the veil. When Jesus died, the veil of the temple, this veil, the most holy place, was rent in two from top to bottom. The veil was a type of Jesus' flesh. Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. As stated above, the table of showbread was to be placed in the holy place on the right of the entrance, and its vessels to be set in order. For the dimensions of the table and the names of the vessels, well, you can find that in Exodus 25. But note, the vessels were of gold. On this table were placed 12 cakes of showbread in two piles, 6 gates in a pile, and pure frankincense was put on each pile. The bread was renewed every Sabbath, and Aaron and his sons ate of it in the holy place. Christians eat the Lord's Supper every week, on the first day of the week, Acts 20 and verse 7, and feed always otherwise in obedience to Christ on the bread of heaven. The description of the candlestick with its 7 lamps is given in Exodus 25. Of a talent of pure gold it was made. A talent of gold was about $28,800. This will give light to the holy place and light it every evening. This typified the light of the gospel. And we read that Christians are to be light in the world. The golden altar of incense is described in Exodus 30. This burning incense typified the prayers and praises of the saints. The incense was offered morning and evening. It makes us want to question, how often do we pray? We have learned how the screen of the door was made and hung. This holy place with the table of showbread and light of the candlesticks and incense upon the altar was a type of the church, the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. As we have seen, the tabernacle was one, and so also the church was one. The tabernacle, the temple of Solomon, was not a type of houses of worship today. The altar of the burnt offering is described in Exodus 27. And on it were offered the sin offerings, the burnt offerings, the peace offerings, the meal offerings, all daily offerings. And this was placed in the front of the tabernacle.